Patient name, first name Kyler, Kyler, last name Willett, Willett. Date of birth, 8/23/10. Date of service, 8/3/23. This is a 12-year-old young man. Dad brings him in today because he's been complaining about left-sided earache. Apparently, he's been swimming. He felt like something was in his ear and attempted to remove impacted cerumen. He started to have the pain to that left ear more so through the day yesterday and then last night. He's not taking any medications for relief. No other symptoms have been verbalized. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no abdominal pain, no activity intolerance, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 124/75, pulse 89, respiration 16, temperature 97.9, oxygenating well at 99%, current weight 113. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history ADHD, surgical history negative, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, new paragraph on examination. Patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, he's not in any distress. H-E-E-N-T, eyes, pupils are equal round, react to light, ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema, left side is much worse, bright erythema on the left side. Bilateral tympanic membranes, there is no landmarks that are visible, and there is no discharge, period, new paragraph. Neck soft, no thyromegaly, masses or lymphadenopathy, heart regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, remainder of exam unremarkable, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan, acute left-sided otitis media, mild otitis media on the right. A patient will receive amoxicillin 875 BID 10 days. He's going to monitor his symptoms, get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, and return to clinic if not improving. Period, new paragraph, next patient. Micah, M-I-C-Y-A-H, last name Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Date of birth, 8/21/15, date of service, 8/3/23. This is a 7-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today. Apparently there is some allergic type rash all over her face. She does not know the exact origin. Patient was at her mother's house with the kids several days earlier, and they were playing outside in a ditch, and her and two other sisters came back in with this rash all over her face. Doesn't really describe it as being highly pruritic, but another sibling has been scratching quite a bit as well. Period, new paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history negative, surgical history negative, social history lives with mom, dad, and four other siblings, actually five other siblings, period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed, not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light, ears, no involvement, normal presentation, oral pharyngeal area within normal limits, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Returning to the facial features, there is a urticaria hive-type reaction across the bridge of the nose, under the eyes, and along the forehead and cheeks. Period, new paragraph, some involvement on the anterior neck as well. Period, new paragraph. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Histamine type reaction, urticaria, hives, allergic dermatitis of unknown cause, period, new paragraph. Patient will be given triamcinolone 0.025% to be applied BID, number 30 gram, and also hydroxyzine 10 milligram per 5 ml, 5 ml PO BID times 5 days, number 50 ml. They're going to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, return to clinic if this is not improving.